Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Pliagas with Realty 411 Magazine and our live radio show, Invest Wisely. Now, today I am honored to be interviewing and having as our guest a living legend in the REI industry, Dr. Albert Lowry. Now, he is an amazing man. He's today's top authority on real estate investing. Now, despite starting out with nothing, he has made every single dream that he has had in real estate come true. And when I say this is a rags-to-riches story, I mean this is a literal rags-to-riches inspirational story. Al spent much of his childhood in orphanages and foster homes. Then he worked a variety of jobs ranging from sheet metal laborer to butcher, but he realized he wanted financial independence. And Dr. Lowry immigrated here to the United States from Canada, and that's when he got his real estate license. He began to sell real estate and learn from a variety of mentors, and this ultimately changed his life, and we're going to learn all about it today, and we're also going to learn about his famous Lowry formula. Hello, Dr. Lowry. What a pleasure it is to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it is just a pleasure to have you, Dr. Lowry. You have joined us at several of our events around the country, and it's just incredible the golden nuggets that you give away to our guests. They really acquire so much knowledge from you, as well as motivation. So let's get right to it with the first question. Tell us about the incredible way that you discovered real estate in your life.
Well, you know, it's a very, very easy answer to what it is. And I immigrated, of course, to the United States. I was promised a job in Southern California. And when I did arrive down, I called about the job, and they'd given the job to somebody else. So the only thing to do is to go out and try and find some more labor of some kind. And as a result, I did. And as time went on, I wasn't really doing very, very well, searching the newspaper for ads, et cetera. Maybe something would be better for me. And there was an ad there. It said, sell real estate in your spare time, make big money. Now, I didn't know of anybody with more spare time available than me, and I need the money. Well, I went and saw this real estate broker, and it was interesting. He told me that he had to get a license, of course, to show the real estate. And I told him I had a car. He said, that's not what I'm talking about, not a driver's license. Talk about a real estate license. Well, anyway, I went ahead and I got a little book there and I studied very quickly. I had to make some money in a hurry. I was kind of broke. And as a result, I got my license, actually, and I thought I knew about real estate. Then I found out I really didn't know anything about real estate, even though I just got the license. Well, anyway, I went to work, and I worked so hard. I worked all day and in the evenings, etc. I started selling very well, and I could pay my car payments on time, so things were an awful lot better. And as time went along, actually, and I'd been selling for a number of months, I had a man call from an ad in the newspaper, and he said he wanted to take a look at one of the properties that we had advertised. Well, I took him over, showed him the property, and after I took him back to his home, I said, sir, why don't you make an offer? He said, I will, and I was very, very surprised. Well, I got my paperwork out, and I said, well, fine, sir, and how much are you going to offer for this property? And he told me it was far below the asking price on the property, but that's okay. And then I asked him how much down payment is he going to pay, and he said, no down payment. And I said, no, sir, you misunderstand. When you buy real estate, you have to pay a down payment. He said, why?
Yes.
I said, sir, I don't know why. I just know you got to pay a down payment. He said, young fella, you may know how to fill in blanks on that piece of paper you got there, but you don't know anything about real estate. I'll dictate the offer for you. And he dictated an offer I didn't understand. But the law says any and all offers must be presented to a seller. I take it over to the seller. The seller goes through it very, very slowly and signed it, and I couldn't believe it. I went back to my office. Bert, my broker, was sitting there. I said, Bert, you wouldn't believe what I've just done. I just sold a house with no down payment. He said, you did what? I said, I just sold a house with no down payment. He said, Al, you can't do that. What's wrong?
Well, no, oh my goodness. It's just, I can't believe that, you got your license and he said, no down payment and you were just in awe and you didn't know what to do. And it's a very interesting story.
Well, actually, the interesting part of that is my broker said that transaction would not close. And the interesting thing is because of the way the contract had been prepared. First of all, the man's buying a property with no money down. He also provides for the fact of no closing costs. He provides for the fact of financing higher than the purchase price of the property. The seller is going to receive $5,000 at closing, and we're going to be paid our commissions in cash. And my broker said it's an impossibility. It can't be done. The interesting thing is we were not involved. That whole transaction was put together by the buyer. And the man bought the property. I then later on discovered that he was from Europe. He'd only been in the country 4.5 years. He had 13 pieces of property, and yet we have Americans here all their lives and don't have the first piece.
My goodness, what an experience that was, especially for your first transaction.
Well, I decided that, if that man, he can go get a house. And I was living in a little apartment that was smaller than a one-car garage, I think. But if he can go buy a house with no money down, I can learn how to do it. But the thing is, how? And I contacted him, and I said to him, would he please help me? And please, and he said he would. And he told me that any person who resides in the United States could buy a house with no down payment. And I didn't believe it because I'm selling real estate. And he went on to teach me. Anyway, before I knew it, I was out there looking at properties, maybe to buy. And he gave me a rule. The rule he gave me is I must decide upon what my project is to be and what is my goal. And I'm going to work towards that goal. He said he would help me. And as a result, I got my first property, then 2, 3, 4, 5 properties, and gradually just kept on building until I had financial security and independence.
My goodness. Now, I actually also accumulated our first home with no money down as well. So, and at the time, I didn't have a license, so I know it can be done as well. But it is tricky, it's not... you have to know what you're doing, but it can be done for those listeners out there who may doubt it or who may say, no, that's not true. It can't happen. Well, yes, it can happen. It happened to Dr. Lowry, and it's happened to myself as well. So it has happened. Now, Dr. Lowry, I'm sure that you've had many students throughout the 40-plus years that you've been teaching. Can you talk about some of your most memorable students and maybe some of the deals that they've done?
Well, actually, some of them have become very, very famous, actually. And Martin Victor Hansen, for an example, a lot of people have heard of his books. He's actually sold over 100 million books. And some of you might have heard of it sometime, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Over 100 million have been
sold.
That's
an incredible book.
Mark Victor Hansen. And I was speaking over in Salt Lake City one day, and this man came up with a little entourage around him, and he grabbed a hold of me, and he said, "You cost me a lot of money." And I said, "Pardon?" He said, "I paid you $5,000. And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Yes." And it was the best money I've ever spent in my life. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. And gave me a big hug. But Mark Victor Hansen, and then, of course, Robert Kiyosaki, you know, he took my training. I didn't even know he was in one of my classes. And he sent me a letter to the effect that actually it not only helped him to change his life, but also gave him financial security. And then there's also Robert Cheeman, who's very famous now. Robert Cheeman is an attorney. He's a full-time investor and teacher today. You've got Robert Allen, actually. He has used the methods, of course, for no money down. Carlton Sheets. I'm still an advisor to Carlton Sheets. A lot of people saw him on television for 25 years. He talked about how to buy with no money down, how you didn't even have to have credit, and it's true. You can buy with no money down and have no credit and still buy a house. But you have to have somebody tell you what to do. Another person there, Ron LeGrand. Mm-hmm. He teaches all across Canada and the United States. Well, you got Reggie Brooks, for an example. He got started out in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, Reggie's great.
And, you know, actually, he's one of my good students there. And I asked him if he would be kind enough to maybe pop into the expo. And because I want to answer questions for any person who wants to stay there after I finish speaking, I'll answer any and all questions, half hour, whatever length of time they want. I will stay there. I love helping people. And I asked Reggie Brooks if he'd pop in also, being one of my successful students, actually. In fact, he's lectured all over the United States on how people can find financial security. You know, in talking about things of that nature, you know, we have our Canadians, and they're investing in America tremendously. But, you know, one of my students there in Toronto, Canada, his name is Raymond Aaron, and he sent me a letter recently about he has finished his 1,100th transaction. That's 1,100 transactions, sent me a letter. And, again, I've got great people, actually, who started out with nothing. And along with that, actually, when I got started, I went and got a partner by the name of William Nickerson. He wrote a book, how he turned $1,000 into $1 million in real estate in his spare time, and then out to multi-millions. And the interesting thing was that people just said, "You can't do that." And you know the people we find saying you can't do that are real estate agents.
Right.
You know what?
Oh,
they're not
goodness.
Taught how to do it. They don't know how it's done. And so, therefore, it's interesting because I have agents who've changed their lives. I got ordinary people changing their lives. And as a result of teaching, we found that sometimes after a class, they didn't go to do very much. So as a result of that, Bill Nickerson and I talked about it, and we put together some real estate investment clubs. These real estate investment clubs were structured to be nonprofit organizations, and today they're all over Canada, the United States, New Zealand, Australia. And the interesting thing is that we put together 110 of those groups, and people meet all over the nation there of finding financial security today. And, you know, it's wonderful of what people can accomplish. The major thing to understand is if you get some education on what this is all about and come to the expo. The expos are the best places you can possibly go. Different speakers there explaining to you how you can find financial security and independence.
Thank you. Yes, let's go ahead and tell our listeners about the expo this Saturday in Irvine, California. It's being held at the Atrium Hotel, at the Atrium Hotel, 18700 MacArthur Boulevard in Irvine. Once again, the Atrium Hotel, 18700 MacArthur Boulevard in Irvine, California. It starts at 9 a.m., and we're going to kick it off with a buffet breakfast and a networking hour. It's going to be an amazing event.
You know, I think
I'm
having
really excited
an expo,
about it, aren't you?
Well, I'm excited about it myself.
Me
actually,
too.
What I enjoy
Me
is
too.
When I go to these events, I have the chance to visit with other speakers there, and I learn about their products and what they're doing. And actually, it's interesting. There's so many ways that you can learn how to find financial security today by going to an expert.
Absolutely. And, you know, Dr. Lowry, everybody just loves to listen to your presentation as well. Every time I'm at the presentation at the expo and you're speaking, I see all the other speakers at your presentation because they want to learn from you. You've been doing it for a long time. You've seen so many cycles in American real estate, in Canadian real estate. So you're really an authority that is just an amazing wealth of knowledge. I always say you're the walking encyclopedia of real estate.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. Lowry, how can our listeners find out about you and connect with you?
Well, actually, I have a monthly newsletter that's very, very well known, and it's the Real Estate Wealth Insider. And the thing is with that, actually, is I keep in touch with everybody on a regular basis every month. And it's like information from my house going over to your house, and I think it's great. But if they will just go ahead and write this down, actually, they can get back in touch with me. It's the realestatewealthinsider.com. That's realestatewealthinsider.com. And as a result of that newsletter, it goes all over the nation and up into Canada also. And I have a lot of great tips for them, and these are for people who have been through some of my classes over the years. And I think it's exciting that they can get that type of information on a regular basis every month.
Nice. Now, is there a cost to your newsletter, Dr. Lowry?
There is a cost to the newsletter. What I like people to do is get a couple of my newsletters actually complimentary. And if that would be the case, I have it a little bit different than most people. I have an audio CD that goes along with a print copy of the newsletter. And as a result, I like to send out a couple of those to people, see if they really would like to have it. If they'd like to have it, they can subscribe to it. If they decide they don't want to keep it anymore, they can stop by just getting in touch with us. So it's very, very simple. But it goes all over Canada and the United States, actually, and that we sure hope that they do get in touch with us. That's the realestatewealthinsider.com.
Wonderful. That's the realestatewealthinsider.com. Now, tell us about your favorite strategies. There's so many different niches and techniques in real estate. What are some of your favorites? I know you're a big fix and flip and rehab investor. I've seen examples of the work you've done, but is that your favorite technique? Tell us about it.
Well, actually, the idea of flipping of properties actually is not new. The idea of flipping actually goes way back in time, where it was really brought together by the paper and the contracts and flipping of contracts. And now it has worked its way into real estate. But the thing is with that is buying of a home, refurbishing it, putting back on the market again, does a lot of good things because it increases good housing for the general public. It also creates a lot of work for the people who are tradespeople. And also in addition, it gives something for people to do. You know what I find interesting is that people who are retiring, they're retiring early because they're investing into well-selected real estate. Now, know what I said. I didn't say real estate. I said well-selected real estate. And there's a difference. See, the average person goes out and looks at a few properties and makes an offer and buys something. And in the majority of cases, they even pay more for the property than the property is actually worth. because they've never taken the time to learn. Here is the largest single investment usually of a person's life, and they never take any time to learn about what it's all about. So what I love is to be able to show somebody how that is done and how it can actually give them a secondary income. And then once their secondary income surpasses the amount of money they have to have each and every month to live, they become financially independent. They start to do in life what they would like to do instead of having to be at the regular job. So it's really exciting. But one thing that is really very important is to understand is stop listening to your friends who are broke. Stop listening to these people because they'll try to hold you back. The major thing that makes the difference between those people who are successful and not is the making of offers. And if they make an offer on a piece of property that's turned down, and usually it does, it can get turned down because of small details, don't stop at that point. Make another offer on the same property, and you may be surprised you get that property. The idea of no money down is a mystery for some people. If you don't have the money, then what you have to work on is getting your credit in order. Now, once you've got your credit in reasonable order, even though you could have bad credit and still buy real estate, but when you have it in reasonable order, you can then have seller financing. Many people want to get out of the property they're in for some reason. It could be a health reason. They have to move someplace else around the country for family reasons, or maybe it's job reasons. The thing is, if you make offers and you make enough offers, you will get property. And I was asked to speak before my local real estate board some years ago. And the thing was that the board had said that I had actually transacted 38 transactions for my own personal account in 1 year. And the mystery was, how could you do it? And I told my members of the board, I said, I looked at properties, and I'd look at a lot of properties. I then make a decision on the weekend. Okay, let's see, I might go ahead and offer on this one, maybe this one, or this one. And I'd make two offers, sometimes three offers, some weeks no offers. But I continually just kept making offers. Sure, people turned my contracts down. They didn't want to sell to me. That was okay. But I found the secret is the motivated seller. A seller who has to make a decision. They could be facing foreclosure. They could have been unemployed for a while. Those people want your help. And if you'll make offers to them, you're going to end up buying property. But by going to a training and learning about the things that you can learn, and these are some of the things I'm going to share. I'm going to share with your audience at the expo things they probably never heard before, but it's going to help the average person listening to me to help change their life.
Well, that's amazing. I'm so excited that you can join us. And we're going to have just a lot of different speakers and topics. Also joining us this Saturday in Irvine is Kathy Fadke from the Real Wealth Network. We'll have Karen Hall hosting the event. Bill Walsh, America's number one small business expert, will be there. We'll have Charles Sells from the PIP Group. He'll be talking about tax sales and how we can get properties for less money than on, you know, the traditional market. And then we'll have Gary Massari there. We'll have Reed Blake, who's known as Mr. Private Money. And we'll have Christopher Mesa, who is bullish about land banking. We'll also have Raul Avila there, who is a local real estate mortgage professional and hedge fund manager. And, of course, we'll have Dr. Albert Lowry, and we'll have a lot of private money exhibitors at this event as well, including Pivotal Capital Group, Patch of Land, and Zinc Financial. So we encourage everybody that's listening to join us this Saturday, one day only, in Irvine, California, starting at 9 a.m. at the Atrium Hotel, 18700 MacArthur Boulevard. That's 18700 MacArthur Boulevard. Parking is only $5 and $10 valet, and we're going to have breakfast there. It's going to be an incredible day. Isn't that incredible, Dr. Lowry?
I think it's wonderful. Also, you know, I should be losing weight, but I think I better come early so I can get a lot of that good food.
Oh, yes. We definitely spoil our investors. Let me tell you, they get breakfast. It's a complimentary event. Then you get up close and personal with America's top industry leaders, including Dr. Albert Lowry, and you'll get a chance to meet him, to ask him questions, to take photos with him. I mean, really, there's not too many places that can offer all this at a complimentary rate of zero. That's incredible, isn't it, Dr. Lowry?
You know, I think it's marvelous when you think of the fact that a person could take a little bit of time out of their busy life and go over there and be exposed to all these different ideas, ideas that have helped people find financial security, and not only that, tips that they may use in different ways. And I mentioned about the fact about staying there, and I asked also my associate there, who's my student, actually, has become a multimillionaire in his own right. But I asked him if he would just be there also, because a lot of these people say, gee, I don't believe you can do that type of thing. So here's a student saying, well, I took Dr. Lowry's course, and I've been very successful, and ask me any questions. And he said that he would stay with me and answer questions and help them in any way he possibly could. That's and not only that, he's not even charging. And I think it's wonderful that he would do that. That's Reggie Brooks.
That's wonderful. I know Reggie. He's such a wonderful person. And he's a local Southern California investor as well. He's right here, right in our own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep,
you know,
a lot of
investors say, well, I can't buy properties in Southern California or in California. They're too expensive. Well, yes, you can, folks. Most of my properties are in California. And, you know, there's still a lot of great areas where you can invest at an affordable rate. You just have to know where to go. You have to know how to find the deals. And you have to know how to put them together, how to structure them.
This is very true. The big thing that people don't understand is that any time you ask somebody, the average person out there, about the price of a piece of real estate, they will tell you, oh, real estate's always too expensive. You know, 10 years ago it was too expensive. 20 years ago it was too expensive. It's always too expensive. But you know, the only way that you're going to get some real estate is by making an offer and buy something. You have to get off the dime, and you've got to get busy. And it's just actually just take a little bit of time. I have said for years and years and years that you go to college there, you go there for all those years, you end up with student loans actually, and you're paying them off for a period of years. And the interesting thing is that of all the different ways that are out there to become a millionaire, 70% of all of the millionaires were created because of real estate. The easiest, safest, surest way to find security is real estate. So therefore, get to the expo. See what the other men have to offer, actually. There's a lot going to be going on, and I'm going to be speaking for, probably an hour and a half or so, and just take questions until they're tired. In other words, anything they want to ask, actually, they can. We will give them answers. We're not going to give them a bill. We're not going to invoice them or anything like that. Actually, it's complimentary, and we'll help them every way we can.
Absolutely. And I'm really proud of the fact that we can host these events and not charge people. And also, like I said, we do have complimentary breakfast for the first early birds that join us at 9 a.m. And we're just going to have a fabulous time. I really hope everybody can join us. Once again, it is this Saturday at the Atrium Hotel in Irvine at 18700 MacArthur Boulevard. For more information, you can visit Realty411Expo.com/OC. Once again, Realty411Expo.com/OC. You can call our office at 805-693-1497. Once again, 805-693-1497. Dr. Lowry, do you have anything you'd like to add before we conclude our broadcast?
The thing I'd like to really say is the fact that we are getting into a position where we're getting brainwashed that the government's going to look after us. And the thing is, it is not the way you want to live. If you want to be reduced to genteel poverty, well, then maybe that's your answer. But the thing is, this is the greatest country in the world. The thing is for us to take advantage of it. And therefore, get out into the marketplace. If you want financial security, real estate is the easiest way to get there. And the thing is, the tools are available. You know, you could be the finest carpenter in the entire world, but you couldn't hang a door without a toolkit. What makes you think that you can find financial security without taking the time to get the tools to make it happen? So therefore, the tools are available. The answer is to get you started is this Saturday. This Saturday, 9 a.m., this is where you get your start to change your life for you and your family and better your life for the rest of your life. That is what's available this Saturday.
That's great. Thank you so much, Dr. Lowry. Once again, give us your website before we say goodbye.
Well, thank you very much. And it's realestatewealthinsider.com. But what's also interesting is I'm very well known, actually, in the circles. I've actually been appointed a receiver representing a bank, for an example, that type of thing. And you can find me under realestatepropertyexpert.com. That's realestatepropertyexpert.com. And I'm an expert in my field, and I'm there to help people who want to get helped. Thank you for interviewing me, and I'm looking forward to see you also on Saturday morning.
Thank you so much, Dr. Albert Lowry, the living legend. Thank you again. Folks, we thank you for joining us for our wonderful radio broadcast, Invest Wisely. We'll be tuning back in very shortly. Thanks again. Bye-bye, everyone.